Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started with our class session. We're going to begin, as always, with a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it and show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing by your spirit, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for apostolic government, Lord God. And we thank you right now for our apostle and for what God is doing in his life through the school of ministry and how we're impacting lives all over the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to continue on with our review for our final, which is going to be coming up real soon. And what I'm doing is going over some key points, some key areas of honor that's going to be so important for us to know. One of my main objectives is that you understand the fundamental principles of what honor is all about so that you can walk in honor in every aspect of your life. One of the things I want you to know is that honor grows generational blessing upon your legacy, but dishonor will castrate generational destiny. So it's so very important that you understand that when you walk in honor, it grows or it multiplies, increases your generational legacy. In other words, your offspring, your children, your children's children are going to be blessed. When you walk in honor, it not only affects you personally, but it affects, you know, how, you know, whether or not your children and your children's children are going to have the blessings of God upon their lives. But when you walk in dishonor, it castrates or cuts off your generational destiny. Amen. The greatest seed that one can sow is an honor seed. We talked about that last week. One way to sow honor seeds towards your spiritual father is by walking in revelation knowledge that he has released and by having physical manifestations in your life from the spiritual truths that your spiritual father has taught and passed those truths on to others. So, you know, as we stated last week, the greatest seed you can sow is an honor seed. But beyond that, you know, one way to show honor towards your spiritual father is by walking in that revelation. It's one thing to understand it and hear it. But when you begin to see the manifestation take place in your life and you begin to see the fruit of those things manifest, and then now you're able to teach others also, because what you're doing is kind of similar to what we just talked about, how honor grows the generation. You're perpetuating that spirit of honor throughout the generations. Amen. When Jesus came to earth, he came as an honor seed. And the reason why God honored Jesus to the degree that he did was because it said that Jesus humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. And because of that, God highly exalted him. So one of the key elements I want to bring out is that humility. When you walk in humility, you know, and one of the things I said about humility is simply fulfilling the will of God for your life, walking in it humbly and recognizing, Lord, I can't do this in my own ability, but I'm trusting in you. And I know, Lord God, that you will direct my steps and my path. So it was because Jesus was it wasn't so much because Jesus was the Son of God that God honored him so much, but because of the fact that he humbled himself and through his humility, God exalted him because of his obedience to God. In building honor, the first step that you must take is that you must walk in the spirit of wisdom. In building honor in your life, the Bible says that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and unabraid it not, and it shall be given unto him. So when you walk in honor, the first thing that you want to cultivate is, Lord, give me wisdom, because in every situation is going to be a little different, you know. And then what I mean by that is, Lord, how can I be a blessing to my pastor, to my church, to my family, you know, on my job, walking in honor, walking in integrity and walking in uprightness. So God will give you specific instructions. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, you know, and so it's very important that we walk in wisdom. And as you walk in wisdom, you can't help but walk in honor. Moving on. And we're still talking about humility. Humility is the sum total. Now, this is a definition of humility. And I may have given it to you last week, but it bears repetition. Humility is the sum total of the capacity of a person's soul to submit themselves totally to the power of God, submitting your gift, your talent, and your anointing totally to God. So when you look at humility, the sum total of it is the capacity of a person submitting their soul. When you talk about soul, you're talking about your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your thought processes, submitting your soul totally to the power of God, submitting your gift, your talent, and your ability. And by doing that, God now will take all your insufficiencies, all your shortcomings, and when you give yourself to Him totally, He can't help but strengthen you and give you the wisdom you need, give you the boldness you need, give you the wisdom and the revelation you need in order to walk in honor properly. Amen? Let's move on. Obedience is better than sacrifice, but submission is better than obedience. And one of the things we said about that is when you walk in submission, your total being, your everything you are, you're just submitting everything to God. You know, even in the area of obedience, a person can obey in action, but in their heart, they may have some disobedience or some resentment. You know, there was an illustration I used. You know, this one kid, he was told to stand up. And he says, I'm standing up on the inside, on the outside, but on the inside, I'm really sitting down. In other words, I'm only doing this because I want to do. Yeah, I'm being obedient, but my heart's not totally in it. But when you walk in complete and total submission, you know, everything about you is flowing 100%. So obedience is better than sacrifice, but submission is better than obedience. So you want to always walk in complete and total submission. Amen. Moving on, whosoever keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. This scripture shows us an example of serving to produce honor. Whosoever keepeth a fig tree, when you have a vineyard or a garden and you say planting figs or any type of fruit, when you till that ground, you keep the ground to nourish up the fruit that you want to produce. It says, so he that waited on his master shall be honored. it's so very important that we understand that serving your man of God, serving your pastor, honoring your boss at work or the people that you are, you know, submit to. When you serve them properly, you honor them, and it produces honor also in your life. You know, one of the things I always tell people, you know, if you want to be a friend or if you want a friend, you have to be friendly and show friendship in order to receive friendship. Well, if you want honor, you have to show and exhibit honor to those that's over you, so that people under you will honor you. It's a reciprocating process. And it's so very important that we follow the principles of honor so that we can have honor produced in our lives. Moving on, you are observing protocol when you honor the gifts in men that God has placed in the body of Christ. This is giving honor to whom honor is due. And that's coming out of the book of Romans. Romans 13 chapter, when it says giving honor to whom honor, tribute to whom tribute. It's so very important that, you know, we follow protocol. When you observe protocol, you are following the procedure or the plan set by God. And so when you observe protocol, you honor the gifts, the Bible talks about the fivefold ministry gifts: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, when you honor the gifts that's in that God has placed in the land, you are showing honor and giving honor to whom honor is due. And that's so very important. Moving on. It is not enough just to have a covering. You know, we talked about how important it is to have a covering, have a pastor or an apostle or somebody who covers you. But you need to know why you're covered and who is your covering. Because an individual who don't know who's their covering or why they're covering will not properly develop honor. Give you an illustration. If you were Bill Gates's son or daughter or whatever, because of their pedigree or you know, their status in life, you know you have certain privileges and afforded to you, and you know, money is not an issue. Whatever you need is no problem. So you walk in a certain confidence and a certain boldness. Well, when you know who's you're covering, and you know that you're covered properly, and you walking in that covering, and you flowing with what your pastor or your man of God is saying, it brings about a boldness and a confidence. When you seeing the manifestation of the word take place in your life, and by doing that, you bring honor to your man of God, and you're sowing honor at the same time. Amen. All right, moving on. Now this is very important. This is a scripture that's found in Hebrews 7:7, and it has a very significant principle inside this scripture. It says, "Without all contradictions, the less is blessed of the better." This scripture refers to upward giving, sowing up, that the blessings can come down on your life. And that's found in Hebrews 7:7. Without all contradiction, the less or the lesser is blessed because of the better. When you sow up into the anointing, the blessing that's on the anointing rolls and trickles down upon you. So it's so very important that you sow up so that the blessings can come down. Amen? All right, moving on. Submission is the breeding ground for the supernatural. If you submit to the Lord's anointed, miracles will take place. Submission. I always, when I talk about the word submission, I always break that word down into two parts, the prefix and the suffix. Sub, S-U-B, means under. Mission means it's a vision or a directed plan or mandate of what we need to do. So when you walk in submission, you're actually falling under the mission or the plan of the vision of somebody else. And when you begin to do that, it's going to be the breeding ground for the supernatural to take place in your life. You know, because you're submitting properly, and when you submit to the anointing, that anointing that's on the person you're submitting to, it trickles down to you. And that's so very important that we understand that we want the blessing upon our lives, and that's how we'll produce honor, amen, in the things that we do. Another very important aspect too is praise and worship. The Bible says that praise and worship ordained strength. Because of thy enemy, it steals the enemy and the avenger. Worship honors God. You know, when you worship in God, when you're holding your hands up to God and you're worshiping him in spirit and in truth, you're giving praise and worship to him. That brings honor to him. But at the same time, it opens the door now for God to open up the floodgates of his blessing to come down upon you and to honor you. I always used to tell my kids when they do what I ask them to do and I see the respect and the honor they had for me, it was no problem for me to open up my hand or my wallet to give them what they desire, because they're being obedient, and at the same time they're being respectful and honorable to me. Well, then now it facilitates me to honor them. So praise and worship. When you praise and worship God, it steals the enemy. Now that's another aspect, stealing the enemy. Satan has no defense against that. You know, it steals the enemy and the avenger. But at the same time, it opens the door for the blessings of God to come upon your life. All right, moving on. If you don't follow proper protocol. Now, we talked about protocol. We talked about in this new paradigm shift that, you know, it's so very important that you follow protocol, follow the chain of command, the way apostolic government works is through the chain of command. And when you follow proper protocol in honoring the apostolic gift, honoring the pastor, then what's on them will come down upon you. The anointing upon their life will come and rest upon you. So it's very important. I will bless them that bless me and curse them that curse me. That's found in Genesis. When God spoke to Abraham, he said, Abraham, you know, the Lord blessed Abraham and told him that he was going to be a father of many nations. And he says, I will bless those that bless thee, and I will curse those that curse thee. And through you, Abraham, all the nations of the world are going to be blessed. And even now with apostolic government that's in place, when you bless the apostolic, you're going to be blessed, you know. But at the same time, as we stated last week, when you put your mouth on a man or a woman of God, it is not going to be without consequence, because you just walk in dishonor. And one of the things we said, that the consequences can be devastating. You never want to put your mouth on a man or a woman of God, but you want to honor them. All right, moving on. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about a loyal assistant. One of the things we talked about in the early part of this semester was loyalty, and it's important, it being an important ingredient in honor. A good loyal assistant is like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Rooted into the very heart of the ministry they are called to, they shall not be moved. Loyalty is a key element of honor, because being loyal means that you are not only just giving your all, but your heart and your soul is into it. It's a part of you, you know. And in these last days, you know, the times we're living in with, you know, the virus that's going on and people in panic, you need a covering and you need protection. You need to know that, hey, that when I honor properly, you know, I'm going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I'm not going to be moved. Why? Because as you honor properly, like I said, those blessings come down upon you. Moving on, a good loyal assistant in ministry can be compared to an ambassador who does not push their own agenda or idea or vision, but those of their pastor or their apostolic apostle or prophet. We want to be good loyal assistants. And one of the things I always tell people, you know, you always want to stay on your assignment. Whatever you've been assigned to do, stick with the assignment, you know, because I believe with all my heart that God calls people to a vision or to a ministry, and that ministry is there to sustain you, to meet all of your needs, spirit, soul, and body. And so when you hook up and connect properly, you know, as a lawyer, when I say an assistant, anybody in the ministry of helps is called in as an assistant, called to assist and to undergird their pastor, their man of God, and to honor them. And in doing so, reap the blessings that's on that mantle, that's on their pastor or prophet's life. And that's so very important. So as a good loyal assistant, you know, it's like being an ambassador. And you don't have your own agenda. And that's so very important, you know. Whichever direction that ministry flows, that's the direction you need to be flowing in. You know, when your pastor or your man of God changes course or changes direction, you need to change directions with him. And stick with the vision. You know the vision of your church. And one of the key things I always say is knowing, you know, to honor properly, you have to know your man of God's heart. When you know his heart, you know that his desire is for you to be all that God wants you to be. He wants the blessings of God on your life. He wants to see you prosper. He wants to see you walking in complete and total health. And not only just for you, but for you, your wife, your family, your children, if you're a pastor, your congregation, and all the people that's in your care. And that's vital. Let me move on. All pastors, I was speaking about pastors a little while ago, all pastors should be submitted to an apostle or an apostolic gift. This is God's proper order or God's proper protocol and divine order so that the flow of anointing can flow down to everybody properly. Paul in the Bible, as an apostolic gift, Paul, he went about establishing churches, but he would put people like Timothy and Titus over churches that he established. And he would go back and check to make sure that things were flowing properly, because he basically structured the doctrine to make sure that everybody was teaching the same thing, you know. And so those who were under Paul submitted to him, you know. They were pastors, had their own churches, but they submitted to the apostolic. And that way the flow of anointing can flow properly down to each and every person. As their members submit to them, that flow would go down to each and every member in their congregations. And that's so vitally important. You know, my desire for each and every student and for every person, you know, who attends Ever Increasing Word Training Center, is that you understand the fundamental principles of honor. You know, before honor comes humility. You know, there's got to be humility. You've got to know how to yield properly. You know, yielding is I always say, when you yield, you give that the person that you're yielding to the right of way. You know, and then you follow close, and that's so very important. When you honor your man or your woman of God, you're going to follow them close. You're going to stick to your assignment. You know, another key element, and we talked about this last week, is not walking in offense, not being offended, but recognizing that when you walk in offense, you off in the process of what God is trying to do in your life. And you want to stay, always say, never let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, you want to get whatever you need to get straight and ask for forgiveness. So you want to, because you want to stay in the divine flow. You want to stay in the divine flow. And that's very important, because once you get out of the flow or the rhythm, you know, I've seen some people allow offenses to completely shipwreck them. You know, they get so caught up in what so-and-so said or what so-and-so did, or I don't feel like I got the respect I deserved. And sometimes you might get rubbed the wrong way just to be tested. You know, why did this happen? You know, why did this thing occur? You know, to see where your heart is really at. Let me give you an illustration. I came to the ministry Monday to do a taping for the last week's class. And right in the middle of the session, I had to shut it down because Apostle wanted to do his class. And I said, okay. And I said, I'll come back, not a problem. You know, and in the middle, right before I left, I got word to come on back that, you know, I can come back and finish. You know, I could have gotten, you know, I'm in the middle of it right now. I'm flowing, and now I got to stop. You know, but no, I'm not going to get offended, because he is the reason why I'm here. You know, I mean, what I mean by that is if God didn't call him to start this school, I wouldn't have I wouldn't be ministering to all the students in, you know, throughout, you know, wherever you guys are from, you know. So, you know, so I'm not going to let that offend me. I am not going to walk in offense, because I'm not going to end the process of what God is doing in my life. I want the full manifestation and all the blessing. And that should be our main, what we're seeking. You know, that we want to please God and fulfilling the vision and fulfilling what God has called us to do in our lives. Amen. All right. Whosoever keepeth the fig tree eateth the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. Waiting doesn't mean sitting around doing nothing. It means being busy about your father's business. You know, you want the blessings of God on your life. And by serving properly, you know, a lot of people, they like receiving the word. They like coming to hear the word. But, you know, are you going to serve? You know, because one thing about, you know, I always say salvation is free, which it is. But ministry requires work. I mean, to get the gospel to every creature, you know, putting me on the internet requires work, requires expertise and people who know what they're doing. It doesn't happen automatically. You know, where we are and what God has done in this ministry, it was a process of being people being faithful and serving and God blessing. And so, you know, whosoever keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. When you wait and serve your man of God and your pastor, you know, the person that God has assigned you to, your apostolic leader, you can't help but walk in the honor of God. All right. Always the first to get your pastors, you know, whenever you go out to minister, this is another area of honor. In the last few minutes, I want to expound on this. I never go out to do any ministry without first getting the blessing and the approval of my man of God. I might be asked to minister for other people or other churches, but I always say, let me get back with you. And I want his blessing, because when you're under a covering, you want that covering to continue to protect you no matter where you go, no matter where you're at. And it's so very important. There were times I've asked Apostle, I got a word in to him about, you know, I got an invitation here, you know, and they said, we'll get back with you. 3-4 days got came by. I never heard anything. And then after a while, I prayed about it. After I got to really thinking about it, it wasn't the best fit for me to go there, you know. And I called the person back and I said, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it. You know, there's times he would tell me right away, you got it. You go with it. You know, you got my blessing. And other times, if it was a delayed no, then it was for me to just, you know, pray about it. And you know, you're not supposed to be there, you know, and I just moved on, you know, because not everybody going to receive or are in a position to receive certain things that you're saying at a particular time. But you always want to get that's walking in honor. A gentleman 2 weeks ago who's under me in prison ministry came. And he called me and he says, I've been invited to go into the prisons and minister at a special event. He says, it's going to be on a Wednesday. It's going to be our church service. I told him no. And I said, but I don't really know how to proceed. You know, I said, well, what I'll do is I'll get a word up the chain of command, talking about, you know, protocol. You know, he submitted to me. He asked me. I said, I'm going to bring that up the chain of command, which I did. And he got the blessing to do it, you know. But then even more so, because of the situation with the virus, they closed down the facilities. And I got word from, you know, from the administration at the facility that we're not letting any volunteers in. So I bring that word back down to him and says, even though I know you got approval to go in, because of the fact that they're not letting volunteers in, you won't be able to go. You know, but that was protocol in both directions, from a spiritual point of view and from a physical or from a, you know, secular point of view. You know, each time the chain of command was followed. He asked me, I went up the chain of command spiritually. He got the approval, but then from the secular point of view, They shut it down because of the virus, and I brought it down the chain of command and let him know that, you know, even though, you know, so it's a matter of, you know, and that way you can't help but stay in the blessing, stay in the flow, and keep the covering over your life. And with that, we're going to conclude. I'll see you guys next week. Be blessed and stay safe. Amen.